Welcome to today's edition on this program tagged Moment with the Gospel. Moment with the Gospel. Today we'll be discussing a very, very important topic. Important topic. Source from the devotional titled Open Heavens by Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Our memory verse for today is taken from the book of Haggai chapter 1 verses 4. Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed house, and this house lie waste? Wow. Pastor E. Adeboye is speaking now. Said there are certain kinds of offense that the head of a corporate organization will not bother to address personally. However, there are also some other kinds of offense that would have to be addressed personally by the head of the organization. This is similar to what is happening in heaven. All sins are evil, but there are certain sins for which God may send an angel to punish the sinner. While there are some others that he addresses personally. One of such sins is leaving the house of God uncompleted. God will fight anyone who leaves his house uncompleted by ensuring that any money such a fellow makes goes into a pocket with holes. You can confirm that in the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verses 4 to 7. Haggai 1, verses 4 to 7. Could it be that the reason you've been unable to do much with your income is as a result of your lack of contribution to the completion of your local church building? That's a question for you and me. Today, God is saying, consider your ways. I don't like it. That's Pastor E.A. Adeboye is giving his own, attribution, his contribution. He said he doesn't like it when he sees God's project uncompleted, especially when he has the resources that can help in completing it. Pastor E.A. Adeboye goes further saying he has discovered that in return, God has given him a house and so many cars which he did not pay for. Wow. He says, one of my son heard that we were building an auditorium in the Redeemed Christian Church of God and immediately sent me a huge sum of money in Naira. Within days, he got the same amount of money he had contributed, but in dollars. Imagine you paying in Naira's, contributing for God in Naira, and you receiving return in dollars. Wow, that is blessing. When you join in completing God's building project, he will thank you wondrously, but when you ignore it, you may attract his wrath, as it is recorded in the Bible reading for today. Wow. Never miss an opportunity to build for God. Remember again, never miss an opportunity to build for God. Action point. If you have resources that can help to complete the church project, contribute to it today. God will certainly reward you handsomely for it. Thank you very much for listening to today's program. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for today's devotional, and we plead, God, that you strengthen us with the grace to contribute to your building, to contribute to your project. Thank you very much. Thank you once again for listening to this devotional.